And when the sons of men caused some of their wives to drink, Zillah drank with them. And the childbearing women appeared abominable in the sight of their husbands as widows, whilst their husbands lived, for to the barren ones only they were attached. And in the end of days and years, when Zillah became old, the Lord opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Tubal-Cain, saying, After I had withered away, have I obtained him from the Almighty God. And she conceived again, and bare a daughter, and she called her name Naamah, for she said, After I had withered away, have I obtained pleasure and delight. And Lamech was old and advanced in years, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And Tubal-Cain, his son, was leading him. And it was one day that Lamech went into the field, and Tubal-Cain, his son, was with him. And whilst they were walking in the field, Cain, the son of Adam, advanced towards them. For Lamech was very old, and could not see much, and Tubal-Cain, his son, was very young. And Tubal-Cain told his father to draw his bow, and with the arrows he smote Cain, who was yet far off, and he slew him, for he appeared to them to be an animal. And the arrows entered Cain's body, although he was distant from them, and he fell to the ground and died. And the Lord requited Cain's evil according to his wickedness, which he had done to his brother Abel, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken. And it came to pass, when Cain had died, that Lamech and Tubal went to see the animal which they had slain. And they saw, and behold, Cain their grandfather was fallen dead upon the earth. And Lamech was very much grieved at having done this, and in clapping his hands together he struck his son and caused his death. And the wives of Lamech heard what Lamech had done, and they sought to kill him. 33.